new sports cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to the Sports Cage, Saskatchewan. On this day for the Keniston Super Draft, the deadline is 6 p.m. tonight to get in your drafts to the world-famous Keniston Super Draft. It's Shank and Maz here, Colson running things. We are going out on the Western Pizza Hotline once again, and we are joined by the only human being from Regina to win the Super Bowl. I think it's safe to say, former NFL punter, CFL punter, and now retired as a Seattle Seahawk, John Ryan. That's what you wanted it to say, right, John? Like, that's pretty cool. Retired as a Seattle Seahawk.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's something that was pretty important to me and pretty special to me that they did that.
So I go back, and Maz and I were just talking here, right? Because I remember, I'm a Saskatoon guy, so I remember when you were playing for Sheldon Williams. You were a few years after me, so you're a little bit younger. And I remember people just talking, like, you got to see this kid in Regina kick the football and all this. And there's this redheaded kid out there. And then sure enough, I watched you play once, and I'm like, well, that's not fair. Like, what is he having that leg of his? But and then Maz and I were talking. The funny thing is, you are a heck of a receiver as well.
I like to think that I was. You know, I just love football, so I want to do anything I could to be on the field as much as I could, and that's how I started punting and kicking, just because, you know, I realized I could be on special teams as well as playing offense, because offense was my first love, and playing receiver, and played receiver 4 years at the University of Regina and absolutely loved it. But when it came to time for pro football, I know my dad kind of talked to me, like, you'd probably tough it out and be a fifth receiver in a CFL team for 4 or 5 years, or you could go on and play punter for the next 15 to 20 years. And luckily I took his advice and it worked out.
Smart man. So what the retirement piece, is it quite the process to we see it all the time with athletes signing the one day deal so they can retire with the team? Is it quite the process, or was it pretty easy?
It's a bit of a process, just because it actually takes up a roster spot for that day. So we had to do it before the draft. So they have, right now they have 90 roster spots, and then have them all filled. So they're able to get me in before the draft, because I truly was a Seahawk for 24 hours. So just to get kind of the perfect timing with that, kind of took almost a year to try to figure it out with John Schneider. And luckily it all worked out last week, and we were able to do it.
You punted for over 40,000 yards in the NFL. You were a Green Bay Packer, mostly known as a Seattle Seahawk. Pete Carroll, not with the team anymore, not head coach of the team anymore. Is he as fun in person as he looks in the sideline when he's chomping that gum, going up and down, just being the positive guy that he is? Because I want to run through a wall for him, and I'm sitting on a couch watching TV.
Yeah, absolutely. He might be actually more fun in person. You know, some of the things we did behind closed doors, the way he ran that team, is just so much to be a part of. And I still remember when he got there. I was already in my seventh year of pro football when he got there. And I just remember him, like, coming in and shooting baskets and playing music and doing all that stuff. And I was just like, this guy has no clue what he's doing. This isn't college football. This isn't high school football. This is pro football. We don't have fun here. We put our noses down. We work our butts off. And that's how it works. And man, was I wrong. And, you know, I admit very quickly within a year or so, I was like, I'm wrong. This is a lot of fun. And it was really the first time I really had a lot of fun playing pro football.
So when you go back, John, let's say, you know, now we're sitting mid-April here. The season doesn't start until September. Like, what was the off-season like for you as a punter? That's one thing I've always wondered about kickers in the off-season. Like, how did you go about the off-season? Was it like, are you kicking balls every day, or do you kind of take some solid time off?
Everyone kind of does it different. I know Shane Leckler is one of the greatest punters in the history of the NFL, and he would not, after the season, he would not punt a football again until he went to training camp.
Wow.
In late July. And, you know, he was very much a rarity for me. Number one, I love to do it. I absolutely love kicking footballs. Number two, I just had to kind of keep in the rhythm all the time. So I took very little, if any, time off from kicking. And definitely from a weightlifting standpoint, I took absolutely no time off. I'd take literally like 48 hours off after the last game, continue my weightlifting program, because I never wanted to fall behind on that. And especially as the years got older and I was playing into my 40s as I have to be, I just couldn't have that opportunity to take any time off.
It's funny you mentioned the off-season training program, because you John, you don't look like a typical punter. You look like you could handle business if you needed to handle business, even with some of the other position players on the team. Because normally, punters and place kickers, not exactly the most intimidating dudes. Did John Ryan ever, did you ever have to threaten to throw hands like you're a kid from Saskatchewan in an NFL situation?
You know, I'm a lover. You know, I don't throw hands, but if it ever needed to happen, I feel pretty confident that I could. But yeah, I always took a lot of pride in that. I was lifting weights with all offseason with the linebackers and the running backs. I always try to fit in there, and that was just a big part of my game, just staying strong. You know, I'm 6 feet tall, and as a 6 feet tall punter in the NFL, you're pretty much the shortest punter in the league. All these guys are 6'5", 6'6", long levers, so I kind of rely on my strength. So I always really took pride in the weight room, and kind of that's how I got my strength of putting balls.
Regina boy John Ryan joining us on the Western Pizza Hotline, officially retires as a Seattle Seahawk. You know, on the weight thing, Maz, I got to tell you, I coached his younger nephew, Knox, and he was 10 years old last year, and Knox is already cut up. Like, Knox is lifting, like, or they're doing push-ups or something. Like, Knox is a solid, solid kid. Hey, John, how many passing yards do you finish with in your NFL career?
I honestly have no clue. I know I have, I think I'm about 5 for 6. I think I had one incompletion on a bad snap on a field goal. But I think I was around 4 for 5 or 5 for 6. I have no clue how many yards, but none of them were really pretty, but in my household, there's some of the greatest passes of all time.
The 19-yard pass on the fake field goal against Green Bay, I remember watching that game, and I thought, I'm like, he's going to run for it, because you... Yeah. I think you could. Do you think you could have made it if you would have ran, or you know, was that guy a little bit too close?
Well, it was AJ Hawk, and I played with AJ Hawk, and I've just been against AJ Hawk.
Yeah.
And at the time, I thought I could have made it, but looking back, you know, if I'm going to be honest with myself, I don't. At the time, I didn't really want to go head to head with AJ Hawk, but as you mentioned, that play was the NFC Championship back in 14, and it was a run first option. So when I'm hurling around the left side there, I'm thinking run all the way. And that's why, you know, I pull up and don't make the prettiest pass, but I'm absolutely hauling butt to my left. So it all worked out, and it was, you know, one of the greatest memories I have from my playing days.
Oh, what a rush.
You know, the year you guys ended up winning the Super Bowl, did you know that there was something special about that team that year? Did it start in training camp, or was it like in week one, or wasn't it right until the end of the playoffs? Because when you were on teams that obviously don't win, when you finally did, was there something there?
Oh, it started the year before, 2012. You know, we knew we had something. We had this, you know, young quarterback, Russell Wilson. Things just really come together, and we finished off that season really strong. And we just kind of carried that right into the 2013 season. And, man, we were just a very confident team. You know, I don't even want to say borderline cocky. We were flat-out cocky. And it was a lot of fun because, you know, when we went into a game and we lost, we just looked at each other like, well, what a fluke. You know, like, we don't lose games. We just run out of time. And that's how we felt that whole season. And it was just kind of a team of destiny, and it was a lot of fun.
You know, the CFL draft is coming up. We go back to 2004. You went, I think, in round 3. What do you remember about the CFL draft, John?
Yeah, it was 20 years ago now. Wow, that's crazy. But I remember it wasn't as big a deal in terms of social media. There's no social media really back then. I remember having a couple of my friends over in the basement, my girlfriend at the time, and just sitting on my dad's computer and just hitting refresh every about 30 seconds and just seeing my name come up there as literally the 24th pick in the third round. And it was just, you know, it was just a great day for me. It was, you know, thinking back, it's one of the favorite days of my career, really, just knowing that I was going to have the opportunity to play pro football.
So even though it was with the Bombers, I mean, it's a shot at the career. How important was you, or was it to you, when all of this was after the NFL thing was over? You end up coming back to Riders. You're part of Rider Nation. Is that? I know it wasn't the longest part of your football career. Will that rank somewhere up in one of the more proud moments of your football career? Getting a chance to, you know, be part of what we're all crazy about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I grew up as a Rider fan, obviously, going to games since the mid-80s, having season tickets since 1990 until the day I was drafted that you just mentioned. So, Riders were in my blood. You know, I always kind of thought that if I had the opportunity when my career was over, I'd come back and, you know, play for the Riders, and it kind of worked out perfectly. For one, I just when I was released from the Seahawks, I'd already played 14 years of pro football, but I still just wasn't ready to hang them up yet. So, coming back to Riders and being there for two seasons in those 3 years. It was really memorable, and you know, I still have some of the greatest memories. Some of the teammates I still talk to on a weekly basis, and yeah, just great memories. And I'm so glad I did it.
When's the last time you punted a football?
It was I'm involved with baseball ownership now, and we had a promo night last year back in April where if you could catch a John Ryan punt, you could sit in the owner's box for the rest of the game. It was kind of a cool day, and I didn't really want to share the box with anyone, so I made sure no one caught one. But it was that was the last time I put a ball to my foot.
Right on, John. Congratulations, retiring as a Seattle Seahawk, and man, Sasky, not just Regina, Sasky, super proud of the career that you had, and thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Right on, John Ryan joining us on the Western Pizza Hotline. Officially retires as a Seattle Seahawk, Maz.
He was a Regina. It's so funny reading his Wikipedia, and you mentioned being from Saskatoon. I grew up there as well, and it shows what was in 99. They won the provincial championships, and they beat Evan Hardy 41. I hated Evan Hardy. They always used to kill us. They were smarter than us. They were better looking than us. Their parents were richer than our parents. They just, and they wanted everything. So I'm like,
what's
good? I like John Ryan, but I like John Ryan even more now that he kicked some Evan Hardy soul, you know what, 41-7 in 99. Yeah. For the Saskatchewan High School Football Provincial. And Holy Cross, the same thing as well. God, leave the West Side kids alone. Enough already. We're that Simpsons meme. Enough already. They're dead.
All right. It is the brand new Sports Cage after 5 o'clock. We're going to come back in a break here, but don't forget, our new big free agent signing coming down. And I love the text messages. Hey, the Capital Ford Lincoln text line. I like the chirp here from Trevor from Regina. Yes, Trevor, you got us. Lucky for us Canuck fans, Nashville is actually a 7th place team. So yeah, we got it. Hey, you guys are in tough though, Canuck fans. Canucks look all right. I'm okay with the Canucks. I'm okay with the Canucks making a run here for Sasky.
I have issue with that, but we can get into that.
We'll get into it later. All right.
It's all right. We'll take a break and come back. It's the Sports Cage on 620 CKRM.